Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come to thy presence, Lord, hallelujah, as thy church, New Jerusalem, we pray that you would manifest your power and speak to us, Father. Thy word is truth. Thy word is life. And thy word is power, creative power. As we listen to your word that comes from your throne, Father, we pray that it would transform our body and soul and spirit. And not only us, Father, but let this word go all through the world when it's posted on the internet. Manifest thy power. Use it for thy glory. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. A few days back, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw the U.S. map. And the Holy Spirit was saying, the church and the Bible needs to be on top of the U.S. map to avoid disasters. And I'm seeing a hand take the church and the Bible and place it on the top of the U.S. map. Everything that we see and touch and feel was created by the spoken word that came from the mouth of Almighty God. Every problem that we see, every prayer request that we make, will be met by the spoken word of Almighty God. We are not dependent on our job. We are not dependent on the stock market. We are not dependent on the 401k. Our families are not dependent on the environment. We are not dependent on anything but on the divine spoken word of God. Because in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, everything was created by the word of God. And if everything disappears, even then we have our God and his spoken word. Psalm 33 verse 9 says, praise God, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. We hear so many voices, the voice of Fox News, the voice of CNN, the voice of CNBC, NBC, and NPR. But above all these news channels stands the voice of Almighty God. Until God speaks, until God utters his voice, the world will be in turmoil. Psalm 33:9 says, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. I know the whole world is going through a crisis. Not the coronavirus crisis, but a crisis that is greater than the coronavirus crisis. It is the crisis of fear. It is interesting that both the word fear and faith start with the letter F. But the word fear, F, is followed by the letter E, which means exit. When people have fear, they give up. They completely give up. Give up everything. Yeah, we also have 401k and we save for the future. That's very important to save for the family. And so I remember that, you know, because the Bible teaches about saving. The King Solomon said, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and learn from it, for it saves for the winter. Not much, but just a little bit of saving. And so I was thinking, well, this is all useless. Why should we even save for the future if everything is going to crash? And then in the morning, early morning, I heard the voice of God. My son, do not give up. Be consistent. Keep doing what you are doing. And then he said, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. In the olden times, people didn't put money in the bank. They sowed seed. They weren't looking at the sky. They weren't looking at the wind. When it was time to sow, they sowed. And God blessed them. Sometimes they had problems, but God made up for that and blessed them with a bountiful harvest. And then we also read in the book of Genesis that Isaac sowed and God blessed him hundredfold. You know, we work, we sow, we labor, and God blesses it. But we are completely dependent on the voice of Almighty God. Jesus sent his disciples in a ship. And he said, go to the other side. And the disciples listened to the voice of Jesus. And when they went, a big storm came and almost sank the boat. And they were jumping up and down until the Lord Jesus Christ came. He said, it is I. Be not afraid. Many times when I think there is crisis striking, I hear the voice of God early in the morning, and he says, I am the Lord thy God that goeth before thee. Fear not, I am with thee. Why does God say so many times, fear not? Because it is a common human tendency to look at what is happening, to look at the news and decide that we need to exit. We are done. Give up. But God does not give up. If you look at the book of Isaiah, the Bible says God does not grow weary. He says, why are you saying that your prayer is not heard? I have heard your prayer. Why are you saying that your ways are hid from me? I see you. I have engraven you on the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Can a woman forget her suckling child that she cannot remember the child of her youth? Even these may forget, but I will not forget thee. You are continually before me. And he that keepeth Israel 24/7 shall neither slumber nor sleep. And then he says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What is the difference between those that wait on the Lord? When we wait on the Lord, we hear the news and the word from the Lord. And it gives us strength. It goes into our body and soul and spirit, goes down to our bone marrow. And when everybody is scared, terrified, God gives us faith. Today I was meeting a few people and they were saying, we are not supposed to shake hands. So we'll just say hi. And some Indians were saying namaste. And I told them, you know, guys, I have the coronavirus vaccine. They said, really? Where did you get that vaccine? I said, well, I memorized Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 is my coronavirus vaccine. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with an eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. There were plagues in the land of Egypt. But in the land of Goshen, the Bible says, not even a dog barked, because there was blood on the doorpost. Today we have the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. When the angel of death goes through China, goes through Italy, goes through USA, goes through England, goes through all these countries, and he comes to our doorpost, he sees the presence and glory of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm very sad if it's not, if our neighbors are not saved, he goes to the neighbor's house. Psalm 33:9. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. God speaks on our behalf. Psalm 29:3-4 says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. So God speaks, He commands, His voice is upon the waters. God thundereth. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The Lord is full of majesty. If so, why do we have problems and why have our prayer requests not been answered? It is the same thing that happened in the life of Joseph. The Bible says Pharaoh didn't suddenly decide to exalt Joseph. Before Pharaoh exalted Joseph, the Bible says, until the time that the Lord's word came, the Lord tried Joseph, tested Joseph. So what happened? The time came for Joseph to be exalted to the right hand of Pharaoh. God the Almighty was seated on his throne. The heavens heard his voice. The earth heard his voice. Pharaoh heard his voice. Everyone heard his voice. And God said, go get my son from the dungeon and lift him up and place him on the throne and let garments of glory and righteousness and splendor and majesty be placed on him and let Egypt bow down before him and let all the world bow down before him and let all that I have chosen and planned for my son Joseph come to pass right now. And when God spake, it instantly happened. It was dark, and God said, let there be light. There was light. They were in a boat about to sink. The storm, he said, peace be still. The storm stopped. Abraham and Sarah were wondering, how long is it going to be? We trust in God. We rejoice in God. He's going to fulfill His promise. Just curious to know when it's going to happen. And God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost came down. And God called Abraham aside and said, according to the time of life, which is 9 months from now, I will come and Sarah will have a son. When the words came out of the mouth of Almighty God, Rashanta Frostabida Sandalibika Priyandasai, Sarah conceived Isaac. When God spoke, the conception started in the womb of Sarah, and she brought forth the promised child Isaac. Amen. Hallelujah. And today we have the map of Israel. Everything was so dismal. So sad. Everyone was weeping. They were screaming. Our brother is dead, Lazarus. And the Jews said Lazarus was a really good man. Look at all the wonderful things he did for his family. What a nice man. Oh, he's dead. Everyone cried. Mary and Martha cried louder. And you know, in those olden days, they hired people to just cry and they paid them. And they cried and sang songs which made people sad. And they cried all the more. And then Jesus came, and then he told them, first, take that stone away. I want that fear that you have out. The fear of death, I want it out. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. When the words came out of the mouth of Almighty God, the dead man came out. We again see in the Old Testament, God the Father says, O ye dead bones, hear the word of the Lord. Well, the dead bones were not just dead, they were dry, and all the limbs were scattered. The fingers were scattered in one place, the tibia, the hand, the elbows, everything was in pieces. Some of them were in powder, some of them had actually disappeared. And when God said, let the dead bones hear the word of the Lord, when God spake, an army came up, stood up. Today, we are dependent completely on the word of Almighty God. That word is the Holy Bible. The 66 books of the Bible that have been given to us. He has given us exceeding great and precious promises that by these he may take care of us in body, soul, and spirit until the rapture. If we can trust God for eternity, we can definitely trust him for this vapor of life. There is a small amount of time in this world. We don't care what's going to happen. We have God and his word with us. And we know everything is going to be fine. It's interesting that the many words that the Lord has spoken to me early in the morning, most of it is, everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. God has a glorious future for us. Eye has not seen nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. The world and its inhabitants started climbing the fence and went past the line that God had placed. There were all kinds of sins and iniquities happening, and they were blaspheming God, saying God didn't know. God is dead, is what they said. A small virus that people cannot even see was enough to wake up the world. God is still on the throne. He is merciful, he is gracious, and when people cry out to him, he will hear. God is waking up the world, telling them, behold, I am coming soon. And what I forecast in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 is happening. There shall be pestilences in diverse places. But the book of Revelation says, those who are sealed on their foreheads, nothing can hurt them. We have been sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Lord is with us. Let us pray that God would put the church and the Bible on top of the U.S. map. May God bless these words and strengthen us.